After Hurricane Katrina, Day to Day brought you the story of an evacuee named Rose Jackson Sparrow. She was trying to find a job in her new home in Arkansas. Today, we're back in touch with her, and the news is good. She has found a job. She's helping other displaced hurricane victims. From member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Rose Jackson Sparrow lost everything to Hurricane Katrina. But now, 8 months later, she's found everything. She has a new home in Solemn Springs, a new school for her two kids, a secondhand car, and a brand new job.
I am a Hurricane Katrina training advisor here at the workforce office.
The Arkansas Workforce Center is one link in a chain of federally funded employment agencies. And this year, workforce centers in Arkansas received special funding to hire Katrina counselors, including Jackson Sparrow.
We don't just help you find jobs. We help you find resources. We help you go back to school. We help you find additional housing. We help answer any question that you can ask. That's what we're here for. Find out what's going on out there so that you can get your family back on track.
Jackson Sparrow knows how bad it feels to be off track, dislocated from home and work.
When you have come to a situation like this where you're just not doing anything, you're not getting up and you're not working, after a while, it makes you feel like you are just being a bum. And now that I am working again, I feel so wonderful.
Although she was willing to take any job, this is the dream job she was hoping for.
You know, I'm helping people get their lives back together. What better job could you ask for? And it's exactly what I said I wanted. Think about it.
Every day, Jackson Sparrow hovers over a bank of computers where she guides Katrina survivors through complex online FEMA forms and work applications.
When you find something, write the order number down.
An estimated 8,700 Gulf Coast evacuees settled in Arkansas, and according to the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services, nearly 60% who have registered with their agency have found work, like Stephen Lucas from Covington, Louisiana. He came to see Rose Jackson Sparrow for leads on financial aid and advice on how to rebuild his medical insurance career.
She immediately knew who to talk to and what departments and where and what the phone number was. And if I couldn't find them, she was calling them. I mean, this woman has done so much for me, it's unbelievable.
Counseling people comes naturally to Rose Jackson Sparrow. Before Katrina, she worked for Catholic Charities of Louisiana. During and right after Katrina, she volunteered in the emergency shelters. So when Judith Tavano heard Rose Jackson Sparrow's story on All Things Considered, she wanted to help her. So the human resources educator invited Jackson Sparrow to one of her chapter meetings.
And I introduced her around the room. We worked the room. We talked to everyone I could put my arms around. And she started to talk to folks, and folks started to talk to her, and one thing led to another, which is exactly what I had hoped for.
Within 2 weeks, Rose Jackson Sparrow was working at the Workforce Center. So far, she's helped about 20 evacuees find employment. But it's not nearly enough, she says. So Jackson Sparrow is coordinating the region's first major job fair for Katrina survivors, scheduled for this June. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.